Start the meeting for the Business and Finance and Justice Committee. Time is 5:47. I'd like to have Representative Pete Beaver. Application, please.
Didn't know what you wanted me to do. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the day that you provide us. Lead us and guide us as we make decisions for your nation. And Lord, we ask special prayers for friends that are not able to be here. And we ask for travel mercies as we travel to our destination when we finish. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
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 I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. Roll call by Legislative Clerk April.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff. Adam Jones. Chairman, you got 3 present and 2 absent.
3 present, 2 absent. We'll conduct our meeting and everything be valid and order. Next item on the agenda will be approval of minutes for January 19th. April, we get a roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman, you got 2 in favor and 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. Minutes are approved for January 19th. go to order of business. First item on the list is TR 17022. Tribal resolution, Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing principal chief to execute a detention service agreement with the Creek County Juvenile Detention Center. Sponsors Randall Hicks.
Chairman, motion to pass.
Hicks made a motion to pass. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. And discussion. Hicks.
Here at this time, I'm going to have Kenny. Again.
You got the floor.
This is a detention agreement for our delinquent children. We currently have one with the staff in Fox Nation. We have these as backup in case the facility is full.
Kevin, did you get a chance to review this?
Yes.
Is there any questions from the committee? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman, got 2 in favor and 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. TR 17022. Thank you. All right. Next item on the list. TR 17023. Tribal resolution, Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing principal chief to execute detention service agreement with the Osage County Juvenile Detention Center. Sponsors Randall Hicks.
Motion
due pass. Motion due pass. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Pete Beaver second it. Got the floor again.
Again, this is another detention service agreement for our delinquent children. Just again, a backup plan in case the other facilities are full.
Second. Is there any questions from the committee?
Thanks, Chairman. I just have a question. Do these juveniles, do they have to be court-ordered by our district court? Or can they, is that interfere with others? Is that a court order from maybe a county?
This would just be our tribal court.
Just by our tribal court?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Is there any more questions? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Chairman got 2 in favor and 0 against.
2 in favor and 0 against. TR 17023 passed. Thank you. Next item on the list, NCA 17020, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation. Authorize and appropriate transfer of funds to Muscogee Creek Nation Trade and Commerce for funds that were sent directly to the Muscogee Creek Nation. Sponsor is Ocean Tigers. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to postpone
1 month. 1 month or the next meeting? Monthly meeting?
Next meeting.
Next meeting? Do I hear a second?
Second.
Is there a motion to postpone for the next meeting? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman got 2 in favor and 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17-020 will be postponed for the next March monthly meeting. Next item on the list, NCA 17021. Law of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing appropriation funds, the costs associated with the quarterly intertribal council meeting of the 5 civilized tribes. Sponsor is David Hill.
Make a motion to do pass.
Make a motion to do pass. Pete Beaver, second. Second by Randall Hicks.
Chairman?
Yeah.
And looking this over, looking at the budget, and by a previous experience that we've had, Chief, I'm going to raise this amount $20,000 more than $80,000 with your approval.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman, what we don't spend, we'll come back.
Right.
So that would be worth it.
Yeah, whatever he's not spending goes back to the Treasury.
Yeah. Yeah, it's also state legislation as well.
Right. And we do want to go first class with this.
Yes, yeah, since it's the first time it is opening, first time hosting it. Did you say $20,000?
$20,000 make the amount just $20,000 more.
So
$80,500.
$80,500? Yes.
Chief, do you have anything?
No, I think that would help because as recently as I think yesterday or today, there's like three other, I guess we're suffering from a good thing, but there's three groups of one of them meetings, and so I'm trying to work them in to the schedule. So either put them on Wednesday. I think BIA, some of the education groups, and somebody else. And so either that or we'll do them Thursday morning. So if we have to shift them to Wednesday, then we have to pay for the rooms. So that'll just
have it 3 days instead of two.
Yeah, that's true.
Any question from the committee?
Give me a second.
Oh, need a second on you. More questions from the committee, other council members? All right, roll call.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 2 in favor and 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17021 passed.
That was just the amendment.
Oh. Go to the main motion. Roll call.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 2 in favor and 0 against.
Now it's 17021 passing.
A funding source.
Oh.
Interest on permanent funds, sir.
Interest on permanent funds. Thank you. Next item on the list, NCA 17022. Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending NCNCA Title 36, Chapter 4, entitled Sales Tax Code. Sponsors me. Aaron. Hear a motion.
Motion to postpone.
Motion to postpone. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Postpone for the next meeting. Next monthly meeting. NCA 17022 has been postponed for the next monthly meeting.
You're going to get a roll call.
Roll call.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 2 in favor and 0 against.
2 in favor, 0 against. NCA 022 has been postponed for the next monthly meeting. NCA 17023, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing donation to political candidates. Sponsors, Thomas Shihola. Do I hear a motion?
Make a
Randy Hicks made a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Beaver. One of the sponsors, Thomas Yehoda.
Thank you, committee. I'd like to introduce Mr. Steve Barnes. He is the candidate for House District number 28. That district is Seminole County and part of Ogden County. And the portion that's within the nation, I think Cromwell, City of Cromwell, and Wewoka are within that jurisdiction. So at this time here, I'd like to ask Mr. Barnes to come up here forward to the desk there and let him introduce himself and his credentials and what his endeavors might be if he's successful.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Barnes.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk to you today. I grew up in Seminole County, graduated from Lyman High School. I'm a small businessman. I'm an attorney there in Wewoka, and that's where my roots are. My goal when I reach the legislature is to provide a good education for all of our children. We have there's a big push right now to try to consolidate schools, and a lot of our rural schools are trying to be taken away from us. As you well know, Justice School is the last dependent school left in Seminole County. When I grew up there were several. I went to New Model, which is a dependent school in the southern part of Seminole County. Many members of children, tribal members, go to Justice, and we need to protect their education and the education that they're getting in their schools. And we're only going to be able to do that by providing funding for our teachers and our schools and giving them the tools to work with to help them to enter the workforce. And so if I'm sent to the legislature, I look forward to working with the nations and helping with issues that involve the tribes and the state government and working together closely together with the nation. So I appreciate your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any questions?
Good evening, sir. What's your opinion as far as the schools being consolidated?
Well, consolidation is not going to, in my opinion, is not going to help the funding problems that they're faced. What they're actually trying to do is to consolidate the administration. That only amounts to about 4% of the cost of schools. That's only going to be a short-term problem. And so what you do when you take out the small schools is that you go from a situation where you have teachers that are teaching now 20 to 30 students in a classroom, they're going to be going from 40 to 50, you know, possibly 50 students in a classroom. Also, it's going to require the state to build larger plants, larger schools for the children to be able to go to, because not any one school, and I'll give you an example, I'll just take New Lima, for instance. If we tried to consolidate Justice, New Lima, Bowleg, and Strothers, those four schools right there together, there's not a physical plant anywhere in that district that would encompass that district to house all of the children that need to be housed. So then the state's going to be facing yet another anywhere from, well, again, let me use this as an example. Seminole School is in the process of trying to build a brand new high school. They're going to try to pass a $21 million bond to build a new high school at Seminole. So that's what we're looking at if we try to consolidate. That's another $21 million that we're going to have to spend, and then we have the upkeep of that as well. So I don't think that consolidation at this point is good for our schools, is good for our state. And if someone can show me a different how we can save money by consolidation, then that would certainly be something I would look at. But at this point, I don't think it's a cost-saving measure for our schools.
How many times has the school bond for Seminole been brought forward? How many times have a school bond been brought forward?
Twice.
And it's failed both times?
It's failed both times. The last time they tried, it was a $19 million school bond. Understanding, of course, there was a lot of opposition on both sides. You had two factions that were in disagreement on how best to build or facilitate their new school. You had one faction that wanted to maintain the current location and go in and rebuild, and then you had another faction that wanted to build a new campus off elsewhere. I think that there's a new school board that's getting ready to take over, and I think some of those lines that were drawn, I think they've come together, and so I think you'll see more support there, but at a different location, probably closer up to Seminole State College. That's what I'm hearing from the people in Seminole. So I think it'll pass this time. They may be a little bit optimistic with the $21 million bond, but we'll see.
Okay. And currently, how many people are out there responding or trying for consolidated schools?
Well, there's a push in the legislature and the Republican leadership is trying to come up with some ideas for cost saving measures. I'm not convinced that those are cost saving measures, and I'm willing to reach across party lines. I'm not saying that just because it's a Republican, but we do have our leadership in the majority is Republican right now, and so we're going to have to reach across those party lines and come to something that's beneficial for all of us.
Last question, I'll be quiet. The tax monies from our gaming and the lottery, where's all that funding going to? Because that was all earmarked for education, but yet we're still hurting and education is failing. And do you know the answer to that?
I wish I did. I don't know the answer to that. And that is one of the questions that I would like to have answered when I reach the House, is where's this money going? How's it being distributed? I did see one thing this last week where there's a proposal. I think there's 35% of the money that comes from gaming is supposed to be going to education, and that there's a proposal to try to increase that. I don't know that that's necessary if we need to take more from gaming, but I think if we utilize that money better, if we find out where it's going, put it earmarked towards education, and I agree. We could solve a lot of our education problems if we spend our money wisely.
Thank you.
Representative Randall.
Kind of long lines with Mr. Hicks. Would you support one of the things I discussed with Chief, the money that we pay to the state that's earmarked for education, would you support steps or a measure to show us every cent that's spent? All the tribal nations within Oklahoma, I forget how much it was, it seemed like it was over $1 billion or something they paid in for a year. But you know, when the state gives us money, we have to report, and we've got to show them every penny we spend, how it went. Would you support measures for it to be vice versa?
Absolutely. Accountability and transparency, that's what we need. We don't have that right now. In my opinion, we don't have that accountability and transparency that's in the State House. There's been a lot of issues where money has been spent on taxpayer money. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about taxpayer money has been spent and then tried to hide it. And so we need accountability and transparency. I agree with you totally. If you know, what the old saying, what my dad always said, told me, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, so we need to, if we're going to require accountability from the nations, then the state also should abide by their own rules and regulations.
What's your belief in sovereignty?
I'm very much for the sovereign nations. I think, I don't know if you read my letter, but you'll see that while I'm not a cardholder, My heritage goes back to the Mississippi Choctaw. I've found court records that show that I belong, or that my family came from the Choctaw Nation. And so I'm very much agreeable with the nations having a, being their own sovereign nation.
Thank you.
Kind of on the same line of Representative Hicks and Randolph, you know, probably about 8 years ago I did attend a conference at the Capitol, and I did ask the same question. But they kept on telling me, well, there's a formula we have to calculate for each school. I said, well, okay, do you have last year? Should this any Excel spreadsheet? So they told me to wait till after the class or the breakout session and we'll get right to you. I never seen it. But that has some of the questions I did ask. That, you know, all, of all the 39 recognized tribes in Oklahoma, you know, we're held accountable for all the money we disperse as well. So it'll be interesting to know where, how that money is spent as well. Is there any other questions? No. One more.
Where would you put tribes? Where would you put them as far as representation?
They're on equal footing with everybody else. I mean, the I think we treat everybody the same. Again, when you start talking about, I think, tribal sovereignty, then that puts them on equal footing with the state of Oklahoma. And so,
I guess what I'm alluding to is you're only one voice. So if you should you happen to win, you're going to be with these other senators or representatives. And I mean, I could sit here and talk to you, and I can tell you whatever you want to hear. And then when I get to that point,
well,
different ball game.
We all start with one voice, and it builds from there. I've had several, and I'm running, I guess you've already figured out, I'm running on the Democratic ticket. And I've had several people tell me, said, well, you know, you're going to be in a minority up there. What can you get done? Well, we can get done by one voice, by doing one step at a time. And it takes, I think one thing I've learned in my legal profession is that you walk in and you pick your arguments, and then, but sometimes it requires reaching across the table and coming to negotiations. And when you have two people on opposite sides of the table, at some point in time, you've got to come together and work together. We have, in my opinion, our legislature has been too much of, well, this is a Republican idea, so we're not going to vote for it. This is a Democratic idea, and we're not going to vote for it. We're all Oklahomans, and we have to work together. And sometimes it requires reaching across the table to do that, and convincing the other side why your position is correct. And that's what I've learned.
I have one more. you know, we have several issues throughout the United States pertaining to land, as far as water rights, pipelines, and pretty close that's coming up is our gaming and tobacco compact. Would you be willing to sit down with us all to discuss what's going to be best for the nation and will represent us up there in the state?
Absolutely. In my opinion, what's good for the nation is good for Oklahoma.
Thank you.
Well, I just got it. It says, for fiscal year 2016, Creek Nation casinos paid $8.5 million in compact fees. Of these fees, approximately 88% went to education, specifically the Education Reform Revolving Fund, 1017 Fund, which was $7.5 million to education from Creek Nation casinos.
That's just Creek Nation.
Just Creek Nation.
Chief, do you have any questions?
No, sir. No. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Anyone else? Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Member. Roll call, please.
P. Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 17023 is passed.
Funding source.
Funding
source would be interest on permanent.
Interest on permanent. Would y'all rather come on pre-agenda or pre-agenda or well, it has to be pre-agenda.
Mm-hmm. Or you mean planning?
Mr. Barnes.
Yes.
Our general session or pre-agenda is this coming Saturday. Can you be here at 9 o'clock?
I can, sir. Yes, sir.
That way, if any of the other council members, full council, have any questions.
Yes, sir. I'll be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on line, agenda is referred legislation. I'll just go down the list and I'll ask Ms. Rowe to NCA 17007.
Interest on permanent
fund. Interest on permanent fund. 17013.
Interest on permanent fund.
17018.
Capital improvement.
Capital improvement. 1719. Committee, anyone would like to make a motion to approve the referred legislation as indicated from the funding source? Mm-hmm. Representative Hicks made a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Mr. Jones seconded. Funding source have been identified and approved by our committee before to the full council. And a roll call.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. I'll be forwarding to the full council. Other business, I did contact the gaming board and just they'll come. I think they're supposed to send information to the speaker and he'll pass them out to us. I do have any. I probably had someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Any announcements? Any announcements?
Hey, I just want to add, I'm looking in here. Gaming tribes in Oklahoma have paid the state more than $1.3 billion in the past decade, according to the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association's latest report.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Randall. Pretty sure we can probably get Mr. Mampeak to find that out for us. Any other announcements? Council members, any announcements?
Nope.
Chief? Nope. German, concludes our meeting if Mr. Hicks.
Oh, there'll be a planning session, 6:30. Planning session, 6:30.
Planning session. Prepare a motion to adjourn. Representative Hicks, Representative Bingham.